What up, my people? This is your boy Sally, and we are here on another episode of Clearing Man. I know it's been a while since we did our first episode, and today's topic, we're talking about marriage, man. Oh my God, marriage is a strong topic, I swear, and we are here to understand some basic stuff about this marriage, like how the thing now take the help and how the thing now take you know, the help. And I have my beautiful sister in the building, like I have my good friend Jerry in the building, and everybody could just like give their own thought, like their own understanding or about marriage. So we just clear and we know whether the thing they help or you know they even help, because some people say if they even want marry a person like me now, I never even dream of finding. So I was just my guy, like normally now because of something, you know, I don't know, but even myself, I think they even understand. So and I'm very, very glad today that we have a female, as in a female in the house. So we guys now will just understand some kind of things we girls want for marriage too. And sometimes these girls, they don't understand the kind of things we guys want for marriage. Like, we think make guy now decide, see how more. Some people now in our family, they make them go rush marriage. Some people say, they don't see this nigga seeing if he fit marry or something like that. Like, seeing just, you know, they ready now. Guys, at a point, guys, you guys help tell the nigga why you guys marry, and I'm very, very glad that this my sister here is going to guide us, and my nigga here too is going to like, and I'll see my own aspect too. So you guys should just let us know what you feel about this podcast. And first, like our sister Nenny right here, I want just like let me just hear what she have to say about marriage and how everything evolved, because me now more. As I am now, I will just marry a decent person. Like, I don't just know, like, I'll go into the kind of marriage that my wife is going to be my friend and we're going to, like, plan together. As I'm saying it now, it might not be how it will look like, cool, but I'm just, like, you know, I'm just hoping for the best in everything I do.
Once you see it, then you go for it and it will be what it is.
Nah. Sure. Some girls now, some are going into marriage based on money. Some are going into marriage based on height. They see, say this guy get more than 6 packs, like if he carry them well, like if he jack them up well, like some why some girls they go into marriage, and some now they even go into marriage based on see they just want to relax. Some just want marriage now based on see their brother now need wife, like this. So this thing now is a complicated matter now. So I want to hear from our sister, like, it's complicated, dude. So let me know how you see this marriage stuff and the kind of marriage you like get. And, you know, like, make you just be seeing, you know, like, see, we understand some kind of stuff. So, like, let's hear from you now. Like, what's up now? Like, just tell us now. I feel like if you make the house, just let us know how you feel about marriage. And
personally, I feel marriage is like, it's supposed to be a 50-50 something. Like, I always make emphasis on marrying a kind person. You get what I think kind person no go do you normally. Leave love can actually not be enough at some point.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
But a kind person will tolerate whatever you do, is sensitive, he's not always about himself, he can think about you too, jiget. So yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, marriage should be that way. Help me, I help you. Work this out. She gets so.
I understand, but like, I just want to understand the aspect of kindness. Like, everybody should be kind. Like, I believe, like.
Yeah, people, why not be kind?
Like, but you going into a marriage, like, where we see just one kindness, like. I don't understand. Like, no verse. Like, let me see. I did like challenge your decision. Like,
would you like to get married to
someone that is rugged? But you don't believe that you can change. Like,
again.
I don't know. Like, the opposite of kindness. Like, you think we can somebody or
yes,
something
somebody
like
that is not sensitive enough.
Let me just see. Like, but why? You don't want to go in, but you don't know now. This thing now, I'm married. Like, you might not know, but like, I believe. See. You supposed calm down, make you understand first before like marrying someone. Like, you know, like you say this kindness. Like, I don't know if you have any plan. Like,
you know,
she get like, I want to tell me the like,
if you accept you,
or something like that. Like, you have to, like,
no, no. Why would you be kind yourself? Why would you not be kind that you're looking for someone that is kind?
Normally, like, it's between understanding, like,
even though you are not kind, just define somebody that is kind.
That one is true, Sha. That one is true, but normally, like,
find somebody that can tolerate what, and that person that is kind. I'm not saying that. He doesn't have other attributes. I'm not saying that person is actually doesn't have the bad side of the person. Yeah, just make sure it's something like you can tolerate and the person can tolerate you as well. Share you get. That's what I'm trying to say.
But like in this generation, I don't think, like, as you are saying kind, I don't think everybody is kind, but they are, like, they are up to the standard. Like, they're up to the standard. I don't know, like,
if you actually want to take somebody as a priority in your life, you should be kind to that person.
But do you think
that, as a wife, as a spouse, as a boyfriend, as a husband, once you sign somebody special, and automatically you should, there should always be a soft spot for that person in your life. So that's just what I mean by kindness. I know that somebody that is not really nice out there can be, I mean, an angel to somebody they really love. That's what I'm trying to say.
But I don't want to, I just want to contradict your kindness, like, weakness, because, like, the way you, like, everybody has to play his own part rightly. Like, you must be kind, and your husband now, like, your husband, like, marriage is just respect. Like, marriage is all about respect and submissive. Like, yeah, like, once you respect me now, I'll rest. Like, it's reciprocal. Like, you said it's 50-50, some kind of stuff. So, like, I just feel like everybody should just take it slow and understand the basics of what is going to happen in the marriage, like the future benefit of the marriage. Like, I don't even think kindness is like a priority. Like, someone might fake the kindness. What if the person fake the kindness and at the spot now we discover that the person is just, yeah, like, like, she, yeah, like, this thing is just
faking kindness for long. To be kind to someone for a long time.
You must be kind. It's not as if you fake it. Like, you're naturally, everybody should. Normally, some people now based on past, like, might not be kind, but are you ready to be kind? Like, you must be kind normally. Now, everybody should know that aspect. Say, like, that taking this girl as my wife now, I must be kind to the girl. Like, yes, now, like, I don't even think you can marry someone that is not, like, kind. Like, it's not an easy. Let me hear from Jay.
Like, maybe something will be say, like, you don't say, make I just marry this person now, make I just marry her. Like, this is not life, something new. Like, people don't take them serious. You guys understand what you marriage, guys.
Along the line. What if you think that person is the right person, but deep down inside the person is not even thinking that you are the right person?
Then the problem is that that means what's happened in that question asked is that your own decision, your own wrong decision now, like, let me just say it's karma. Karma will locate you, because, like, I don't think that's the kindness. Like, naturally, the man is kind, so don't expect any other
stuff.
But that
one, like, is not now your fault.
What if you notice, like, then the meaning is that you are, like, you rushed into it, like, based on you are not calm enough to understand that this man might change, or, like, you have to work it step by step, like, test every aspect, like, test family aspect, test yourself if you are ready, like, if you are really, really ready, like,
what
ready,
if that person,
like,
is very good at playing games,
then you notice, you play, like,
some
women, normally, like, you are not,
person,
like, people will still expect this thing, like, I say, like,
so that person that we talk about now, like, you know, for some night, she mad for her side now, don't accept you, man. You just make some adjustment, you understand, like,
I understand that you are actually going to, like, if you really like someone, you can change it, you can have the person to, like, what is best for the family, for the marriage, like, the person might not be, I don't even know how kind the person is, but almost if you want, I'm making the 200% kind. Power of a woman, like, I feel so. I don't even like.
There was this question that was asked on social media. They were like, if you're married and you and your wife, you people have like, you people are working 6 to 9. You come home before her, like 2 hours before her. She called them, like, she's going to get home late, and you're home before her. And the dinner is not made. Nobody, there's no dinner at home. Yeah, there's no food at home. What will you do as the husband? What will you do?
As husband, they should be.
As husband, that you're sensitive.
I don't know. Like,
you are nice. You are kind. You know what to do. What will you do? What will you do at that particular time to provide dinner before she gets home? Or are you going to wait for her to come back and start bringing dinner?
Let's understand what she's. That is a nice question, though. Like. Because two of you are working, both of you are working like late hours, and and you are aware that your wife is coming late and you are coming first, based on the agreement in the family, because both of you need that salary, like you need that like job to be in that marriage. That shouldn't be a problem. Like,
so what will you do? Will you make the dinner, or you wait?
The wife is wife is subjected to cook. You store food normally. It's a simple question. Like you can cook early in the morning against that whole day. Like,
so she should wake up early in the morning to cook for the whole day.
No, it's not for the whole day. Like, she wake up and prepare the meal as her job in the family.
So it's only her that is meant to be cooking.
What if you just prepare the food in the morning, then save it in the fridge so that at least if you come back in the night, your husband might. We just warm the food.
What do you eat in the morning before you need to be just a simple meal? How can you expect her to come and be cooking? She is cooking to me. I'll be cook right.
What if the husband doesn't know how to cook? Let me just ask a question.
Do something.
Something like.
You can order food. I mean, you wait for her because you don't like how to
eat. What if the husband doesn't like ordering?
You want to be eating in. Wow.
What if the husband prefers. What if the husband prefers the wife meal? Like, what? Like,
prefers my meal.
Let me know. Like that's why that's part of.
Cook something. If you still go inside there and make tea and come outside.
But do you think food is a bad? Do you think food is bad?
Like, that you can be waiting for her to come back the whole day.
This is clearing. Like, let's remember, it's clearing, clearing. Like,
what would you wait for her to start just to come back and make you food because you like her food?
No, this is. I don't know if you've not been in marriage aspect before. Like, you have not been married before.
I've
not
been married before. I'm just telling you what I feel, what I think.
What is going to happen in your own marriage? Like, if
yes,
if okay, it should be everywhere.
Yes.
Then you are asking the girls to go, all the whole girls to go lazy. Like, they should just go lazy.
Nobody
is
saying that you should go lazy. I'm trying to tell you that you should get someone that is sensitive enough to understand
that you are lazy.
What?
Yeah, no, I want to understand, like.
Somebody that is sensitive enough to understand that you don't need to think about you alone.
This is a podcast.
It's just about us.
This is a podcast. Like,
this is us. We are both of us, this both together. Of us, both if you're of not us, doing like, this, then I'm doing it. If I'm not doing it, then you're doing it. Someone should do something. You shouldn't wait for me. This is not just my job. It's my we share the bills.
We'll
provide for if we have kids, we'll provide for the children. Buy food for in the house. We do everything together.
We just use an assumption.
Anybody that is in that position to do it should do it. That's what I'm trying to say.
We are just assuming. You know, you are assuming.
I'm not assuming.
No, you said what if, like, you said what if, like, you use what if the both of you are working. Like, yes. What if the both of you are working? That one is a minor case in marriage.
Of course, both of you should be working.
Yeah, no, it's not like in
some
place. Okay,
you need someone to.
There are men that don't like their wife working.
You need a housewife, that's what
I'm
trying to ask.
Being a housewife doesn't mean you are not going to be going out or you are not going to be online.
That's the only guarantee that someone should be at home and be cooking all day and making sure there is food in the house. Because if you have other things to do and he has other things to do, someone might be caught up in business or caught up somewhere. Just anybody, if you're there to
okay, like,
just
you
do
expect,
it,
you expect, like, you expect the kindness you want from your husband is that before
being
you get
sensitive,
back, like,
being, knowing that, knowing what you
like,
should do.
Normally, you are wrong marrying someone that is not sensitive at first, like someone that doesn't like.
Then if you're sensitive, why would providing for
is
me
is that
and
the kindness or you are talking about? Like, you don't want your husband to go to work, or you don't want your husband to, like,
I don't want him to be thinking. I don't want a husband that
thinks
this is the part of my job. This is what you will do in the house. This is what me I will do in the
my
house.
Dear, no, I don't mean this is a podcast, dude, but I see it as
business.
Like, I see it as business aspect, like, because
it's not about me, like, business.
Some men,
what if you don't get pregnant? What would you call that one?
Not into that aspect, normally. Pregnancy.
No, everything is inside marriage. It's happening inside marriage.
You are right. Okay. That's why it's clearing, Sha. Like,
no, I just want to understand. Because somebody that cannot do it when you're not pregnant, what will he now do when you're pregnant?
Because a lot of girls
he will go for three months trips and wait for you to deliver.
A lot of girls are being maltreated in marriage and they are now regretting marriage. And this thing is affecting the generation around, like. Kids of nowadays are having issues growing up based on, like, no parental guidance and
no parental guidance.
But normally, it's not all about your parents. It's all about your composure, like, how you carry yourself, how you plan yourself. Like, it depends on how you.
It's all about me. It's all about the woman. How she carries herself.
Yes, that I'm saying, like, both aspects. Like, I didn't say woman. I said it depends about you, like, even you as a man and as a human. There are some men, like, acquired men, they cook for their wife, they sap stuff, like, they can cook something, but there are some men, Yoruba men say, if they don't know how to cook, like, some Yoruba men don't even know how to cook shit, like,
it's not even about
they are fine. So, you can't just tell that nigga like that, because, right? Like, see,
it's about the personality of the person,
I believe marriage is very, very wrong when you go into it without understanding.
I'm telling you how it works now.
You don't know, you've not been in my before. And there are a lot of pains going on.
I come from your home.
Everybody come from your home.
Yes, and I see what's happening there.
That's not going. You dare not allow that to decide your life. It's happening because of someone's mistake. It doesn't have to affect you. Like,
I'm not talking about the mistakes. I'm talking about the good part of
it. There are mistakes that people don't like taking as a mistake. They're like, you are wrong. Accept the fact that you are wrong and change. Simple. Like, change from the wrong aspect of your power. Like, you might be wrong. Like, yes, you can be wrong. Like, you can be actually wrong feeling that you are right. Like, you can still calm down and change and know that everything going on now is just a headache. Like, it's just a headache. Problem today, tomorrow, like, come back again, problem, meet your wife, have a problem because of what, like, because someone is wrong. Accept to just change. Like, everything is just simple. Like, I don't know, people are making this marriage stuff scary these days. Like,
it's not
at the point itself, you'll be comfortable alone. Like, you'll be married though, you'll be wearing your ring, but you'll be comfortable alone. How? Like, How do you feel about it? Like,
I've not been in marriage and I've not been in a lot of relationships, but I can tell you that once you make the right decision, once you know that you're making the right decision and you're praying and your God is guiding you to make the right decision.
You are right. Like,
see, you will enjoy marriage. Love is very beautiful.
I pray everybody.
Marriage is very beautiful. I'm telling you, everybody has why they don't want to do it or why it's been difficult or why, but it's a very beautiful thing when you find someone.
Let me tell you something about
is it fair to make it complicated? You people can talk things out. If this thing is doing you, say it.
See, let me tell you, it's very easy to let go. Like, sometimes like your wife might just decide to act like a woman. Then you understand that almost.
This one is a woman.
Yeah, she's a woman today.
And don't make a fuss out of it.
Yeah, if like I say she done the gumu swing, I see. It only takes a real man to understand and.
I believe every man should build yourself to be a real man. Because why will not be a real man and you're trying to spend most of your life with someone and make it miserable for her?
What about those people that go into marriage based on kindness, not knowing that kindness is not a real man, like it's not the realness.
That's why you should pray.
Let me tell you something. A human is.
You cannot be 100% sure. I'm telling you.
A human is someone like ready for responsibilities. Like, he's ready to take care of responsibility. That's a real man.
Anybody can check.
That's when we are praying for bad changes. Like,
it's not when you're praying for bad changes.
sometimes bad things happen.
Kindness.
You don't even know. You don't even know.
Let's understand what we're talking about.
What
like,
your destiny is.
Let's
about.
Understand where we are driving
can,
to.
It
like,
can crash at some point in your marriage.
This thing is what we are telling others so that they will learn from it or they will correct it or something like that. So just know that this is all about life decision. Like any decision you take about marriage is life and it's going to affect you either emotionally, financially, and like financial now. Like I don't even know how to put it anymore. Like, but you have to just make the right decision in life so that if it's not for you, for your children, and for the children of your life, for the kids of your children, because I will not accept any lady that will tell me for the first time, go and cook. I will cook. Like normally I will do it. Like I'll do it, but this thing that we are working now, both of us are working. You can't tell me that I'll cook, like I'll cook when you are not back. Fine. Normally, like normally serve.
That's not me.
If that's the kind of person I am, I'll cook for you. Normally, I'll prepare the meal first.
But
you don't have to like, you don't have to cloud it like that. The man should be ready in case yeah. You don't want to cook. Like let the man that you marry now be ready in case. Since you are planning to,
even if
like,
you don't, you're not
you're planning
ready,
like let's
you
see what like.
Something now.
You are already planning to like. Bring the man down, like you're planning to bring the man down so that you'll be telling him to be cooking every time
not,
and every time and every time. And every
if,
time
like. If you see it in that perspective, because we're a man that you marry, that you know, that you believe knows you and has
maybe
your
like,
interest in heart, you know, go see him as trying to bring him down.
Maybe the kind of let's see, everybody have their choice. Way. Everybody have their choice. You are trying to marry a weak person so that you will submissive, like
being weak.
Like once a man is taking care of, like once a man is taking care of responsibility, his responsibility is not to go into the kitchen. Like his responsibility is to provide, is to make sure that.
You were saying you cook, and now it's not his responsibility.
I'm telling you, the responsibility of a real man is never to cook. But you might just consider your wife based on you are already in the mess. Like you just have to take it and protect your family based on
not
you. You love your kid normally. Like you love your kid and
what
your family.
You not
like,
have kids?
That's still the marriage. That's still part of the marriage. Like
so
that's.
You can't do it because it's not.
I believe you don't like. You don't really know. Like you don't really know how painful it is when you are taking this thing from you, someone you call your wife. You can take it from
taking
anybody. Like
what? That she told you to help her and cook or
that's,
find something to eat.
That's
find something
like,
that we will eat.
That's easy. Just consider this thing as a this tough. Let's just it happen only one day.
Hey,
I think it happen every day. Like, it happen every day.
When it will happen like, every day? Even if it has to happen for 1 week, even if it has to happen for 1 week or 1 month, what's it happen?
Then you are being selfish. You're not considering your husband.
Because I'm not there to cook dinner. That's why I'm not considering my husband.
No, like you are trying to picture a weak man. Like you are just seeing you are seeing only men. You are seeing men as weakness. Like you are seeing weakness of men. Like
that is not weakness.
I see it as
everybody
part of.
Everybody should know how to cook.
Not everybody can cook. Like, I don't even know how to cook. Like,
you don't have to cook anything.
See, as
in your life.
Let me tell you, everybody don't.
What if you?
See, everybody cannot play football. Like everybody can play football. See, like
leave games out of it.
Everybody can play football now. Everybody can.
You learn from
everybody can see.
Even if you can't cook, you people should start learning it from the onset because there will come a time when you will
need to
like. Class.
Why not?
See, I don't go home economics.
You guys are telling me crazy.
Bro, calm down. Like,
you don't understand something.
Like, this thing is your life.
You say your wife
knows it.
And figure out something. Cook. Go and learn it online. Follow online and cook.
Want to know,
surprise
like,
her. Just make it feel like she's not in this alone. Maybe she's stressing herself trying to contribute to your marriage. So it will not be difficult for you. And now she has to come back.
What if you are not? What if the wife is coming before the husband like every day?
Yes, now I'm just saying she is not available to do it.
No,
that's
no,
what
like,
I'm saying. But if she's coming home before
yes,
of course, why not? She has to. Even if she doesn't have to. Hello, honey, please, I'm so tired from work today. When you're coming home, can you get something for us to eat? Finish, once you get it, you want her to, as she says she's tired, you don't want her to rest.
No,
that one is just a simple case,
but like, you are taking
it
as
if you're in the house, you will not do it.
Like, What I'm trying to make you know, don't make it compulsory.
Nobody's making it compulsory. It depends on you. I'm just saying.
You're making it compulsory.
Why won't you go out? What to do? Except you're waiting for her to come back and still make it for you. I mean, we are still in this discussion.
But this is marriage. This is marriage. It's not a relationship. Like, it seems you are.
That's what I'm saying, marriage, if it's a relationship, you can have a choice.
You are giving out problems, like you are giving your problem is not something that is, you are planning to squash or to stop or marry, like I don't know the person I don't know if you're married already, like, or you are like you are trying to like divorce now, like like she understand, like this thing is marriage, like. But understand that like people are complicated these days, and it takes.
That's why you should pray that you don't get a complicated woman.
Thank you.
Say you get.
Thank you.
Even if that person is complicated, there is always somebody. There is always everybody for everybody.
Like that's why you are very sweet. Like that's why
everybody can
like,
change because of you.
You can change. You can change.
Do not go back to what you used to.
It seems like. I'm understanding that you are bringing this topic based on one aspect, but
I'm saying it generally.
Generally, it doesn't happen like that. Generally, in it, like you understand, like marriage is something you have to look into. Like, they don't do that.
They don't do that.
How you tell me say Otedola or Dangote go enter kitchen?
Why won't you enter kitchen?
What's Jesus Christ?
No, why won't you enter kitchen? Because they get money. Celeb. Maybe I did my past, come marry me. Celeb. What's that? As you reach biggest man in the house, even Elon Musk, what's they call him? Mark Zuckerberg. In the enter kitchen. May I ask if you know the enter kitchen? I
just see it as laziness feels like.
For a woman to be lazy to allow her husband to enter kitchen. That's bullshit.
I don't know, I'm not saying that laziness generally, but marriage is something that, like,
my sweet girls, don't do it. If you get a man that just wants to treat you like shit, doesn't want to enter kitchen, he must cook breakfast in bed for you, my darling.
Your option is to eat rubbish.
Just cook it and bring it and see, babe, I made something for you.
You're advising girls.
Actually thought of it.
It's not fighting, like, this is marriage. Advising girls to marry
someone that is sensitive, someone that can understand you, my darling.
Like, a rich man doesn't enter kitchen, number one. And as a girl, never you marry a poor man so that you tell your husband to go into the kitchen and cook.
Even
or stuff
if
like
he's
that,
an
like,
average man,
even though even though you are getting money more than your husband, as a girl, you are meant to respect him because he's your husband. Like,
I'm trying to say that women are intimidating their husband.
We are trying to teach them. We are trying to teach them something that is very simple. Cooking is not. It's not difficult.
Okay, if you give birth to a son,
food,
and your wife start teaching your son how to cook or enter kitchen, you say no, my son should not do that.
That's not me. Like, that's never even going to happen. That's not even part of this.
So your son should learn how to cook. Why?
Why would he learn how to cook? Because you still marry somebody that goes to the kitchen 24 hours. You are not quarreling, but this is actually an argument that people need to learn from. Like, this is going on life, girl. Like, this is clearing, like, and I want to just hear the opinion of everybody. Like, I want to see what people will say. Like, I want to see, because I'm not against what you are saying. I'm really interested in what you are saying, because some girls are being feel like they are feeling left out. Like, because I don't know if you want to marry a poor person. Like, you have to, like,
there's always a best for everybody. She gets
a best in how, like, I don't know. This marriage is something that.
There's always someone that is going to change whatever you feel.
Are you ready to be hot? Like, do you want to be getting hot? Like, you want
hot,
to,
what?
You want to be feeling things in marriage? Like, do you believe that you can actually cook for your husband, even though you are the first person, you are the last person that come back from work? Do you believe that, like, you are actually sweet if you are doing that? Like, you are a sweet girl. Like, even if you are the one suffering for the family, because you only want a kind man and not a wealthy or a responsible man. You get, like, you are already wanting a kind man.
Jesus,
because one thing, like,
she get,
like,
I need
no,
a second
no, no,
girl
like,
here.
I'm sorry, like, now it's just this is not backing up stuff. They are going to call, like, people are going to talk about it in the comment section.
Because
like,
they know.
I'll try and publish this stuff so that even though that is a few years, people when I feel here, I'm saying, I feel pay money, as in I feel pay 150 like, or 200 or 500,
yeah,
like,
one million.
Make you see, see like, make somebody understand,
look
like,
even as HIV, look at how he carries his wife. Say, nobody carry your wife and the worker for
you. Do you think Obi Kubana's wife?
Say, it's intimidating.
Do you think Obi Kubana's wife can tell Obi Kubana to go to this kitchen one day? And
why won't? Like, why won't she?
That she's not strength or stuff.
Why
like
won't
that
she do it?
Let me tell you, respect and fear will not allow her to do it.
Fear for? Why are you scared of your husband? I mean, you respect him. That's why you should say nicely. I can be in the kitchen and be gisting, you can be talking. Even you yourself as a normal human being, you should for once in your life think, oh, babe, don't worry, today let me make something for us to eat. As a normal human being.
That's not a problem, babe. Like, that's not a problem, actually. This is marriage, it's not a relationship.
No,
like,
no.
Many girls are rushing into it based on their feeling like...
You shouldn't be scared relationship of your... Relationship is... scared of the person you're getting married to.
Let me tell you, like, relationship is fucked up.
It
like,
doesn't work like that.
Relationship is fucked up, but people go into, people see as relationship, people see marriage as relationship. This is what you are going to, like, do this stuff now. Your husband might, you might run out of the house and your mother will send you back. How are you going to feel about it? Or where are you trying to go? You want to enter, start all over again? Or, like, you want to win your family? No, you don't have to settle for the less so that you gain that one. We go and see, like, for my wife, then I'm making that kitchen, guys, for my movie. Ordering on food, like, if you want other food, serve, now two of us, like, that one is just decision, serve. If you even order the food very before your husband, serve, make him see food day because he don't even get strength, he don't even have his strength. Yeah, that your excuse is now you're not strength, like, normally, naturally, yeah, you, since you are working, are you working, like, normally, the husband, serve, don't keep everything down for hours so that food will be possible first. As a responsible man, don't dare tell your husband to enter the kitchen. That thing is a sign of not respecting this man, but it's not going to let you show. Like, it's going to swallow it as a strong man. But I just let you understand. Because
not,
this thing can be, it
kitchen.
Can be,
actually,
it can
actually swallow it as a strong man. You know, go stay in that kitchen.
I just want
let
to
me laugh at you. Cook it and come outside. Let me laugh.
You know the kind of man.
I know that you don't know how to cook, and I'll teach you how to do it.
No.
At some point, you need it. Even
no.
If I'm not.
That's when your man. That's when your man
you
is
marry
weak.
Another one immediately.
That's when you marry. Cook. You marry an irresponsible man that is only kind. That you want him to be kind and be listening to your. Come and cook this one, you papa maker. You be stupid man, you know Sabi this one, you know they see other husband they cook for their wife, you know they see this one. Is that what
and
you want? Like,
it's
going to ruin the family. It's going to ruin the family.
As
like
the king, mama three where you say.
Oh, this thing is actually coming from clearing life. So everybody should man, before you marry, make money. So your wife no go tell you make you enter kitchen. And wife. Respect yourself. Make you do go tell your husband, make you enter kitchen. Like,
anyway,
yeah, like, this is, yes, like, both people supposed to be trying, like,
yeah.
The main stuff is not like, nobody's on each other's side. We are not quarreling, no, we are not quarreling. Like, this is going to be on social media. This is what people are going to talk about. And they might even tell you you are right. Some might tell you you are a stupid girl. Some might tell you you are. Yeah, good girl, like we are right, like you. I'm telling you, like this is clear. I'm just telling you, like this is something that people are listening to. Like it's about real stuff, and it's actually coming from somewhere because this kind of thing is for relationship and marriage. This is not relationship, it's marriage. So I don't know, Sha, but we are praying for the best in everything. And marriage is something that you take decision till the end. Don't get into marriage to command your husband to decide for your man to enter kitchen. As in, like, you enter into marriage so that you achieve one beautiful flower, one beautiful goal, guy. Like, let the both of you now be like responsible first, so that one day somebody will not tell somebody that you are not trying. And you don't marry a kind man. Like, it's only I see it as weakness. Like, you want a weak man now. Like, you want to be suffering all the suffering, and you are still suffering it. Like. You now, yes, it's a problem to your brain. The man self is too kind. The man might be too kind now to even listen to you self. Even though they love, they smile, they look, boiling.
So you're supposed to like me because I said you should go and cook.
So you want me to answer you or what? Like,
no, no.
I'm not going to answer the question. Like, yeah, like if you want to say anything about it, but this is clear. Social media, like, nobody's looking for a bad marriage. I don't know.
First of all, you to marry a reasonable person. Like, you got to understand. You got to understand your husband. Like, you myself, before you tell your husband, say make me do this. But no way to your husband.
As a man, make money and take care of your responsibilities like perfectly. Like, the goal is to make sure that everything.
I'm not saying that a man cannot cook, like, a single man feel cook, but for your reasons, guy. No, be say, go on, say,
because don't tell the man to enter kitchen. A man will see the reason. A man will see the reason.
That is what I'm telling you.
Even though he's rich or poor, his family member now feel quantum problem, like, he has based on see the commanding brother or something, they just can't fight something like, and you now like problem is just
they find problem, make they come
problem
marry
is what you are talking about in marriage, the problematic aspect now waiting they talk because guys many things now just small understanding
now,
like I'm not blaming the girls, I'm not blaming the guys, it's like, just
this full sauce now just
my lucky is fair for marriage is fair like this yeah and I small understanding as understanding if you break marriage say like if you never if you see if you know one cool let me tell you as a girl
any person use because you know cook.
That person they mean like no be na slave. He won't take you as a wife. Say if he won't make you send you message. Like, he look down on the man. Like I don't understand. Like if you no want cook today, as a working class sweet girl, order the food. Say you no cook for your husband. Now your husband they try. Like the responsibility of a real man is not to enter kitchen for a day. Is to be bringing. Make sure say money day for food.
But guy, but as you seen that like. For instance, now like you are in that shoe now, and you want me to cook for you, I can't tell you say. I'm your wife now. Yeah. I can't tell you say. I don't want to cook. Say I won't go buy food for you outside. Like you accept that. Or I must say I'm not cook. Say I will cook the food. Say I must learn how to cook something
if,
like
that. Let's know if you can. Like do you understand what you say? Like what if as your
wife.
Yeah no if he's just born now you are girl now like can be now, like. And he said you are shouting that you should cook that like, you don't have to
shout now they're not doing
okay,
it
so it's not shout okay it's not shout like and you are demanding you should you are not going to cook today like you don't have strength like
uh-huh.
That it should be the, what he said what if he just go and order food for you like
I was saying so far as you can figure out something don't just wait for it.
You are presenting
it
as
it's not like I've treated
this. You see,
you should learn how to cook at some point. What do you know how to cook?
For a weak man. No, man,
is there any man that can cook is weak?
Yes. No.
Wow.
Yes.
Jesus.
Like,
I said no.
Like,
sadly. As a man, have money, have sense.
So if you have sense and you have money, everything will finish.
No man.
A man that cooks
more than the wife is a weak man.
So all these chefs that they used to have are weak.
They are business owners.
So the problem is to cook at home.
They are commercial, like they are making money with this, like.
Because they are not giving you money. Because I'm not giving you money, you will not cook for me that's your wife. Because you are commercial.
See what you guys understand. You as a wife, she was not saying like no be more say the man go enter kitchen. Like don't make it compulsory.
Nothing is compulsory. But at some point,
which point
you should just do it.
It's a simple something, normally like it's not hard. It's not difficult. Like
I want to understand.
Okay,
you cannot wake up in the morning. If people are not doing anything for that day, maybe easier. You are taking day off from work or whatever, and you be like, okay, today I have to cook. You can do it.
No, you can do it.
You cannot wake up. Nobody send you message.
Who's telling you?
Maybe she's like.
What if you don't feel that way?
This thing doesn't happen in marriage, my dear. It doesn't happen with any marriage.
That a husband cannot stand up and go and cook for their family.
Even though the husband won't cook, it's not going to bring problem.
I'm not saying it's going to bring problem.
There is no problem.
But you should know how to do it.
It's not everybody that
is. It's not too much. Right?
You learn how to do it.
As a man, you should learn how to make money.
What will your children even see when they are growing up?
Is the wife, the
mother, the mother is the only one entering kitchen. When they now marry, it's my mother that used to enter kitchen. Like, I cannot enter kitchen. Wow.
No, but like, see, I tell you something. Ever since my daddy married my mom, I never see my pa enter kitchen. So that is not like, honestly, that's
why you now.
Even when my mother went for Omugwo, my father was the only one with us. He never cooked.
Yes.
As in, I don't grow like this.
Even at this moment, when my parents want to grow up,
as in, I don't grow like this.
I feel my parents, they bought it differently. Like,
your mother said, so, 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 like, as in, I don't grow like this.
Are you?
And they shout.
No. Are you trying to change the topic or you are still on the line? Like, let me know. Like,
as I am like this.
It's a matter of
my mom is not around, and I'm at home, and I'll cook for my. I'll let my daddy to enter kitchen. I'm ruined, and it's not my husband.
It's out of what you are saying.
It's my daddy.
It's what you have. It's not marriage. We're talking about marriage.
It's like a god.
This husband. Let's go back to husband.
Okay, back to husband, right?
Yeah. What do you expect from your husband? Let me ask another question. What do you expect as I want to give me more details. Like, as a man that I want to marry this man, do you think you are going to like marry the man just like that? Don't you think that the other stuff that the man is also considering before he gets married to you?
You should tell me those stuff is considering.
That whole is happening before marriage, but still, people still like change. Like, people still change. Get like, this is what you are going to like.
We are planning to get married. If I say anything I don't like that is going to cause problem in our marriage, I'll tell you now. You're not cook. Maybe I live with my boyfriend and he doesn't. Maybe when I'm tired, okay, let me say first, when I'm on my period, I can't do anything. I'm tired, I'm in pain, and all of that. Oh, won't eat.
If you continue doing it, your husband, you are going to chase him out. Like,
because I'm on my period and I can't do it.
That's your period, it's not his period.
Hey! Like. Lord of Jesus.
You said it's your period, but this is actually
it's our period. Because it's all of us that is inside the same period.
Is there no other stuff you expect from the husband?
I expect him to be a godsend.
In cooking, in kitchen?
Everywhere. Everywhere. You can do the dishes. You can do the laundry.
Let's know this is
you. You can zip house. Say you get yes.
This is marriage, dude. Yeah, it's not boyfriend.
It's marriage. A husband has more right to do these things than a boyfriend. A husband should do it than a boyfriend because a boyfriend doesn't even know where
it's ready. What do you think the topic marriage defines? Like, what is the definition of marriage? Like, in marriage,
two people coming together to provide husband and wife. Sorry.
You don't actually know the like.
Two people coming together to make a family.
That's actually right. But the family, is it actually a family or a family? Like a single family?
No, what is now a family?
I don't know what it's here.
What do you understand by family?
Family is everything.
Doing everything together.
Family is everything. Like, family is where you are coming from.
Coming together, like, with love.
See, like, family is where you are coming from. It's everything. Where you are coming from, where you are, and where you are going to. That's family. That's, I understand, that's family.
Like, oh, Jesus.
You actually trusted this person, this point.
Oh my.
At the point, like, let me see your family, where you are coming from. Like, that's where your mother and your father, like, your sister and your brother, that's where you are coming from. Like, where you are now, like, thank you. Like, where you are now is where you are now is actually like where you are, and where you are going to now is your marriage. Like, she understand. Like, if you want to save something, you save it. If you want to like spoil it, you spoil it. It's your marriage. Like,
spoil it because I said
nobody's going to praise you if you spoil. If your marriage is.
I have this ex. Let me tell you what he used to do. Right.
Yep.
Don't. If I finish telling you, tell me, is he selfish or is he lazy or is he a weak man? Let me tell you what he used to do.
It's not marriage.
Look at someone. Let me tell you what he used to do. I wake up very late. This guy don't clean house. This guy don't sweep house. This guy wake me up. What are you? He has already made himself breakfast. I'm waiting for me to wake up. What would you have for breakfast? he even when I want what I want to have is not in that house and I don't have the strength to cook it, he goes out to get it.
Nice, yes.
Because he doesn't have the strength to enter kitchen. That doesn't mean he doesn't prepare food when I'm there.
That's the kind
I will cross my leg for he goes still shall bring food come for me.
That's not because
I cannot do it, but he decided to do it.
It's not a godsend. Where is the man?
For him to ease my stress, it's not a godsend.
Are you still with the guy now? Like you said it's your ex.
Because it didn't work.
It's your ex.
It didn't work.
Then the godsend is rubbish now since he did all those stuff and he's still doing. What are you looking
for? There is actually something I don't like. But that doesn't mean he's not considerate.
You said this man is everything, guy.
I'm not saying he's everything.
You said, based on your explanation,
I'm just telling you what he's done.
Stand firm.
What if he's all of that is considered and there's not something is fucking him up?
Very confused, actually. This is marriage.
I'm not confused. I know what I'm
point,
saying.
I understand what you said. At the point, you said that nigga used to everything, like, beautiful, this one, you will sit down, relax. That's all you care for, like that's all your.
All I care for.
Yeah,
that's all. If that's all, like, that's, if that's all, like, kind man, all like, I care for.
Example of
why did we now break up?
Should be your like now your question as now if I want to ask you now you can't ask me I'm like girl like let me give the relationship wow. Like, I want to ask you why did you
I'm
break
just
up
telling
guy,
you
like,
it's not a big deal for a guy to do those things.
I want to tell you that you're supposed to like since consider that he's doing all this stuff and stay.
Wow.
Why I want to know why since you brought the matter up like because the guy might even hear this
because there's something I don't like in him and that's why I broke up. In life is not all about
you think there's something he doesn't like in you also like because like
probably
so why are you breaking up since you know you are there's something doesn't
we are not
like
compatible
like
together we broke up but that doesn't mean he's a lazy man because
being considerate. Like, let's go back to the topic.
No wait you people are just throwing what kind of wife do you want?
I've told you
somebody that will bow on your knees.
You're asking me an action, like you're asking a question as to
yeah, answer. What kind of woman do you want?
You don't have to fasten every step, you know, like if you ask a question.
What kind of woman should
sure, sure, like it's clearing. This platform is not for fight or it's for arguments that is really difficult, like this argument. Me and you cannot solve this issue. That's all the time you are saying here now, like it's just a minor shit, like to what is happening in the marriage. Life, people they cheat. You don't know why people cheat. You don't know if people fade. But you are into marriage, like you don't know. No, people fade. Like people even cheat. Like you don't, but you are going to bear it because you are on that one canopy. Marriage. You are going
you
to
take,
drop.
You
are going to swallow everything, my sister. Like swallow
because,
it.
Because
you are
under
one canopy. Yes.
That's why I should take.
Yes. Yes,
security.
it's not the worst part of stuff you felt. Like you felt something stronger than that. She understand. Like
I should overlook the fact that it's
overlook
Jesus.
It. It's the right answer. No, it's not. It's not funny. Like, you are saving.
So
you are saving that canopy marriage.
Okay, will you overlook it if I cheat as a wife? You overlook it.
I'll overlook it
because you are married to me.
I'll overlook it and stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll try my best to make you stop.
Wow.
And
I'll
overlook it. I see me and your husband. As long as you are cheating, you're cheating. And you did not kick me out as your husband. Like you did not divorce me, but you are cheating, you're cheating, no. It's very simple. Let me tell you, like this is
no,
what
how many people know their partner is cheating and they still there?
Let me tell you something.
Just name one.
Allow me to talk first, chill, like, girl, like, don't badge him on me. Like, you ask me a question, I want to answer you, I want to understand you. Like,
okay.
Do you know why I'll overlook if my wife is cheating? Do you know why? Like, I love my kids first. I will never marry someone without kid and she'll be cheating. It's not marriage. Never born, don't cheat. Shahu or, like, you know, just get plans first.
So she don't want.
If na person way, if na person way, this thing the odds well, where like she no fit na sex freak, get like na sex freak now, and I marry her unknowingly, and you don't get children, my brother, I will know this is my life. There are things happening in marriage more painful than this stuff you are seeing now, like cheat. If you want to cheat, go and see me self. Let me tell you, my wife self, I will get tired of having sex with my wife. It happens, but you will not let it show. Like, you know, you let them show. You don't tire, you don't tire.
Something
but what can you do about it? Like, what can you do? Tell me, let advise me what you can do about it. Like,
if you say my person that you are compatible,
I see. I will not break up with the lady.
And you
I will
get
just
tired of having sex with your
wife. Yes, I will just
spice up your relationship. Do something.
The man no one fuck now, no understand. Get what they think first. Like, see, if you come now, I come the fuck. Forget what I want to do for my kids.
Forget, like, once they are attracted to somebody physically,
see, this is my wife.
Why won't you always get attracted? Why would you even get tired of fucking
person? Yes, someone you said you're attracted to. Natural, at the point.
You get tired of having sex.
12 now they grow, reach 60 years. Maybe sex will maintain that moment now. You guys round up what you gonna achieve for life. Please stand well for your children. If my wife
okay,
is fucking out, like
when you're old, it's not about that. You're talking about when you don't understand.
Like, you are here to, like, this platform now, not to clearing. This is already 15 minutes, and once it's 60 minutes, it's an hour. Like, yeah, like, let's just know what we've said already because it's documented and. Understanding the new topic will come, like, I know she's clearing. This my platform is not what I wrote down. This thing is happening based on, like, life matters. Like, it's not something I just think of and calm down and plan it. Like, I always wait so that I'll see a topic like that. Like, my previous episode, like episode one, is just about Kanye West. Like, I don't really have any kind of stuff I'm channeling, but this is matter that people don't really understand I don't understand as well, and I really want the audience, and I hope that the beginning of this podcast is not actually like not fun, but I just want, like, people to just say something, and if you continue this stuff, it's not going to end, like, you understand, like, it's not going to end, but I believe that better understanding is the best option, like, so marriage now is just something where I see, my dear, it's for better for worse. Now, we think people now, it's very simple. People overlook all this stuff and choose their own path easily. And you think you are doing it for your own self-interest. You're not doing it for your self-interest. You are doing it actually for the kid, like, for what you want to achieve later. This thing is just simple, like, I swear, this is not a topic, like, that is fight. It's not quarrel like that. It's not actually a quarrel. Or this is what is going to help somebody like me, because I really want to understand, dude, like, so I can just secure my marriage first. And everybody now deserves to understand too. I swear to God, like, bro, like, is there any other thing, like, you have to just see, let us round this up, because it's always,
I just need like somebody that will understand me first. Understand number one,
right?
Sometimes if you say that thing now, when you say now, a small something, but not a big deal, where you be.
I swear, like,
I understand, like,
if you say something, where you say now, a big deal, like,
small something, you understand?
This thing in our life,
like, as my sister said before, say, if your husband knows a big deal, say, no, like, I don't really understand that part.
Maybe even every girl could talk, I'm like,
you understand? Maybe every. Like, I mean, I don't want to cook, I'm not gonna lie.
I believe seeing a happiness.
But you know, to make them say, come make me feel bad, say, because I'm not a bit, nah, like, I don't date, like, impotent, like, so I'm not rich.
You should be a man again.
Like, I'm not gonna be a man again. You know, now.
Lost bound material or something.
You understand? Like, if I see, say, like, this day don't come now, can't you say no day, like, you're not strong enough to do this stuff. Like, I can, like, I love you now, like, I don't feel go marry person I know that I know love. You understand? I don't know, say, my wife know this strong enough to do this stuff. Like, I will just find a solution and get it done, you understand? Like,
for peace to reign. This, I believe marriage is for happiness, so, like, everyone deserves to be happy in this life, unless you don't want to be happy. It's only coming from your heart. This thing is a problem of, like, this thing is just mindset.
Yeah,
mindset, like, normally self, like, that one self, but once you are only looking at the happiness side, you know, you even, like, change them for anybody, self. We tolerate as a man, but as a lady, you know, sometimes go understand, say, self, so, and as men, I don't understand sometimes. Men say, if you know, they try, I swear to God, like, you know, this men know they try mainly for this marriage issues. Game, men, like, men now, like, men are problem. I talk, I'm normal, I know the kind of things women they do outside marriage. outside marriage first. So we say, if person tell their wife no go even fit believe. Like the wife go dey cry, like she go dey cry, be like no go believe. But omo, women self na women. They fit just see anything out of annoyance and decide anything out of annoyance. This thing now no be anybody side. Nobody dey win marriage side. We are two people like.
So, but after say, for marriage work now, happiness. No fit just wake up tomorrow like.
Change mind.
Okay. Just go marry
person where you know things. I swear, normally now. Before you go marry, you go don't know say the man knows how to be cook first.
Just understand something before marriage. Like, no, you know say old days. Like your mama go just leave you, just carry one more and tell you say.
Come marry. I can't say like even like the best aspect of marriage.
Nah, sometimes the world don't change. Like this one now don't change. You get
many things now, forget crazy things inside marriage, bro, forget. Sometimes self men know they satisfy on bed nasty men problem with that, but at the point as a wise person, like the ism for your man, if you really like, if you marry him for love, if you marry your man for seeing the kind, you be like say nah, juju be that, say like yeah, juju be that, like yeah, juju, like that suppression now of oppression, like I see just like just want to round off this stuff. So if there's anything you have to say, like let's just round it off.
I'm still holding my ground. I mean, find someone who is consequent with time, who can know the better, who can know when they need to come in and like save the day. Someone that is just there because he wants to be there.
That.
I'm not saying you should disrespect anybody, but everybody should know that marriage, you people are just in this together. It's not for any particular
reason.
It's not for any particular reason. Anybody, there's nothing specific for you in marriage. You people are in this together. You people are just doing the same thing. There's no work for anybody. Once you feel you can do it, just do it. That's why you people marriages are difficult. Well, it's not that difficult.
That's true. It's not difficult.
Right.
Just
make the right decision.
Sure.
I shall pray that, you know,
I'll tell your husband,
me enter kitchen. Go enter kitchen.
I swear, allow him enter kitchen. Wife's supposed to be sweet. Like, just everybody just should be sweet. Like, it will make this world better. I swear. This generation will see better stuff if we don't. Let's just hear what people have to say about it, shall like, have to hear people's opinion. So, get ready for the next episode. This is clearing, energy. I swear, serious matter.